This special late-night Rota Report is brought to you by Joe Laser with Laser Insurance and Financial Services. Whether you need auto, home, health, life, or commercial insurance, or if you're looking for advice as you plan for your retirement, call Laser Insurance and Financial Services at 330-722-4444. I don't know if it's late night or early morning, however you want to call it. It's 3 a.m. on Tuesday, July 1st. Kenny Rota up late with Sam Amico from FoxSportsOhio.com, outstanding NBA beat reporter. And Sam, you and I were just discussing off the air that for us as basketball geeks, this is a big night as free agency has begun, and the Cavaliers didn't waste any time. They took care of one of their own in re-upping or extending, however you want to say it, Kyrie Irving for 5 years. How surprised are you that the Cavaliers made this priority number one and that Irving agreed this quickly?
I'm not surprised that the Cavs made a priority number one or that Irving agreed to it this quickly. Yeah, I'm a little surprised it took less than 2 hours. The Cavs contingent flew out to New Jersey with Dan Gilbert and David Griffin and the new contingent of coaching staff of David Blatt and Ty Lue. And, honestly, I didn't suspect, Kenny, that it would be done tonight or tomorrow. I thought, you know, sometimes they like to hem and haw and the agent gets involved. But this was basically, we're here the very minute we can begin to offer you this at 12:01 a.m. And less than 2 hours later, Dan Gilbert's tweeting out that the agreement was reached, and then Kyrie follows up with a tweet of his own. So, boy, I'll tell you, in Cleveland, sometimes these things in every sport seem to be a little shaky, but this one couldn't have gone smoother.
Yeah, the Cavaliers, I think, wanted to make a splash in showing everybody out there that, A, they wanted to take care of their own and show Kyrie how much he means to the team, and, B, don't you think they wanted to do this and try and get it done as soon as possible to send a message to all the other free agents out there that they might be targeting, that they mean business, that they're serious about this offseason?
Hey, yeah. You know what? When your best player and the All-Star Game MVP signs this quickly into free agency, or obviously you can't sign till July 10th, but agrees this quickly and is tweeting about it and saying how I'm here for the long haul and all those things, that only makes an impression that, you know what, here's a guy who's happy there, and he's their best player. So I think, yes, that sends a message to the other available free agents that, well, maybe things aren't so bad in Cleveland. So, Kenny, it's a good sign for the start of a period that, you know, negotiations with some free agents will go on through August and right up to the start of the season.
Sam Amico is our guest from FoxSportsOhio.com, talking about Kyrie Irving agreeing to a 5-year, $90 million contract extension. Is he worth it, Sam? I know it was important to get this done and to show the rest of the NBA world and all the free agents that they mean business, but did they overpay for him, or based on his credentials through the first 3 years, a career scoring average of almost 21 points per game, almost 6 assists per game, is he worth it?
I think he is, and here's why, Kenny. I think he's been, last year was probably a little bit of a down year for him. I think that Mike Brown would readily admit that most guys' numbers and offense gets worse under him. In fact, he has admitted that, and Kyrie was no different than so many other players. But, Kenny, you kind of got to give him a wash those first 2 years because, year one, the Cavs wanted to lose and get back in the lottery. They probably sat Kyrie longer, and he's kept quiet about it. They sat him longer than he needed to sit, and that kind of damages your reputation a little bit too. Yes, he's had his injuries, but some of those, those first 2 years, the Cavs did not want to win, and I think that affected the way people view him. I think that his best years are yet to come. He's 22 years old. He's entering year four. I think he's really, based on what I've seen from David Blatt's teams in the past and Ty Lue and David Griffin and the new philosophy, which is a totally different philosophy than the Cavs have had under the past decade, under Danny Ferry and the Mike Brown and Chris Grant regime. This is a totally different regime, totally different outlook on how to play. And I think that Kyrie's best years are certainly ahead of him. I really believe that, and I believe it's because of this change in philosophy. And he saw that, Kenny, and that's why there was no problem signing this extension.
David Griffin, I believe, used the term monumental offseason. Is that right, a monumental offseason at his press conference the other day? Is that what you heard as well, Sam?
I believe so, yes. If not, yeah. If it wasn't that exact word, it was that's what he meant.
Right. So has this been, to this point, a monumental offseason for the Cavaliers in getting Griff to sign as the full-time GM, Blatt and Ty Lue as the head coach and associate head coach, and now Kyrie Irving this quickly setting the table for whatever comes next?
I think so far so good. You know, that's what you're doing. You got your number one choice for your coach. Your number two choice for a coach is your top assistant, and now your star player re-signing or signing the maximum contract extension right away. You know, that creates good vibes, and this is truly a monumental offseason. I mean, you know, the Cavs can't afford to mess up or have any more major hiccups, and so far they've avoided that. Obviously, you see what happens when they take the floor, get into training camp and take the floor. But, you know, I think things are very upbeat right now. You know, we don't know what's going to happen with Spencer Hawes and Luol Deng. I can tell you, Kenny, I've been told that Deion Waiters is looking great and is in even better shape than he was to end the season, which was pretty good shape. So there are a lot of positive things so far in this offseason, not to mention the number one draft pick, Andrew Wiggins.
All right, what's next, Sam Amico? Is it LeBron James? Is that the next big target? Is everybody else in free agency, down a level from what their next goal would be, is to try and lure LeBron James back?
Well, yeah, you're trying to lure LeBron James back. You know, they also have their eyes on a few other people, contingency plans. You don't know what LeBron's going to do. I was told yesterday and reported that this morning that he's still up in the air, although I think, you know, it would only make sense for him to be leaning toward Miami, a return to the Heat. The Cavs have their eyes on Chandler Parsons and Marcin Gortat are two of their primary targets. They know, you know, Luol Deng's probably gone. Spencer Hawes looks to be gone. I was told tonight that the Cavs certainly have interest in bringing back Hawes. It doesn't appear that interest is overly mutual on his end. But I think that, if you can get Gortat and Houston, the thing about Chandler Parsons is Houston's going to be so busy chasing LeBron themselves and Carmelo Anthony themselves that you may be able to steal Parsons away, although they'll have the right to match, obviously. So there are a few things that the Cavaliers are looking into, and obviously, as you said, priority number one would be trying to get LeBron back.
So far, so good for the Cavaliers, off to a great start in getting Kyrie Irving to verbally agree to the max contract, as Sam pointed out. Can't sign it until July 10th, but hopefully he's not a Carlos Boozer and he is true to his word and his handshake, and we'll sign that on July 10th, and we'll see what happens between now and then. Sam Amico, great stuff. Everybody out there, keep following Sam. Sam, give them the Twitter account where they can follow you between now and the rest of free agency so they can stay up to date on everything.
Kenny, it's Sam Amico at Sam Amico FSO, and then, of course, on FoxSportsOhio.com.
Sam, thanks for staying up late. You'll probably be up even later, so I really don't feel too bad. But thanks for joining me on this. It's a big night for the Cavaliers, and we're looking for bigger and better things as this offseason progresses, correct?
That's right, Kenny. I'm sure we will be talking regularly throughout the course of the next 4 months until the season starts, because that's just the way things go nowadays.
And maybe even later, like next time at 4 a.m. instead of 3 a.m. Sam, thanks so much, bud. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, take care, Kenny. Thanks for having me.
There he is, Sam Amico on the Late Night Rotor Report, brought to you by Laser Insurance and Financial Services. Call Joe Laser for all your insurance and financial needs at 330-722-4444, or you can check them out online at laserinsurance.com. And as always, C-Town, regardless of what time of the day or night it is, keep it real.